And everybody with the statistics from the last month, actually the last meeting, told me there's a few things. We had an MDOT vehicle for the Country Village Trailer Park. Our vehicle was damaged there. We got a couple suspects in that. We had largely a Cadillac Traverse from the parking lot. It seems to be an ongoing thing. We had some up near 21, 27. So if you have your guy by there, see any suspicious cars or anything, please don't hesitate to call 911. They take the Cadillac Traverse right from underneath the car and they go plunge them off. We had the domestic on Parker Hill. And just to talk about that briefly, we are participating in the Lethality Assessment Program. It's out of the state of Maryland, and we're one of the only counties, us and Shiawassee County, in the state to participate in that. Back in the day, if we went to domestic, we'd give the victim a card, say, if you need any help, please contact Rape or the Safe Center. Now we actually go through a screening process where we ask questions, and if they qualify to be at risk, we connect right there with a 24-hour crisis hotline. We call them on our phone, hand them to the victim, and so that way that connection is made. They're not waiting to make that call, because by the next day they might think when it's all down and they don't want to make the call. So this is sort of a way for us to give them help a little bit quicker. And then the other thing I had was B&E on the 4,000 block of West State Road. And we do have suspects in that. We believe it was somebody who knows the people there. It was no force entry in the back door, but no open TV in the hand, and we take it. So that's all I have.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
We also have the fireworks. Just here tonight.